I've just read the scripture in Luke that said Jesus would often slip away into the wilderness and pray. And I thought, why have we ignored that? So it's always good to slip aside and say, there's so much going on out here. I need to get away from here for just a few minutes and get a little rest. Okay. So let me pray. Okay. Father, it's amazing that you have given us this incredible equipment that's called our heart, that you've given us an image maker, and you have presented us with such wonders in creation and nature to give us images, and also ultimately with the words that you've used to paint on the screens of our heart. Jesus of Nazareth, a man that you sent, a man that you offered as a sacrifice for all the things that mankind had done and would do in the future. And now you've given us him as a priest. And I just pray for all of us that we will come to rest in the awareness of who our priest is, and that he is so restored to your presence, and he's there as our priest, and it's all for us, though it's not about us. Thank you for the light that shines in his face and the incredible declaration that you've made with your word that you're speaking, that your Father, that you want the light shining from the face of your Son, and you've said it all in the first 28 words recorded. How astonishing. And so we want to begin at the beginning as you've revealed it to us. And thank you for the proclamation of your intention that light would be shining from the face of a man, and that is exactly what is the situation now. And so in that we can rest, in that we can have hope because of what you, Lord, will bring to pass, what you, Lord, will accomplish. And you've invited us to come in, and you've painted pictures for us with the 1,500 years of a tabernacle and a temple and sacrifices, and then an incredible day called the Day of Atonement, where there's one sacrifice, and the only one making the sacrifices are the high priest. And on the basis of that day's activity, that all of us can see that proclamation of atonement was made, and the people could rejoice and go into Sukkot rejoicing because they knew that all that they had done, wrong that they knew and wrong that they didn't know, had been forgiven. So I ask that you bring us into the awareness of what it means that Jesus is sitting, not that he came out like Aaron did, but that he's sitting and will sit until you send him as the Son of Man in glory to take this whole planet back. How wonderful it is to be brought into the revelation of the mystery and to be able to realize, even through a glass darkly, how perfect your plan is, and how great your wisdom is, and how deep your love is, and that you solved all the problems of our life before we were ever born. And so I ask that you enable us and draw us so that when we start being overwhelmed by things out here, that we can come in to you and say, is everything okay here in the throne room? Are you shaken by what's happened here? Are you confused? And know that the answer will never be that you're shaken or confused, but that you're watching over what you've said to bring it to pass. And no word that comes out of your mouth will ever be void. And so I ask for a deeper trust today than we've experienced before, and a greater joy, the joy provided by your Spirit, that we can just turn. When we turn to you, we're acknowledging that we're not self-contained power sources. I thank you that we can't hold our breath for 5 minutes, for an hour, for a week. We're so dependent on the life that you provide out here to let us know how totally dependent we are on the life on the inside in the realm of the Spirit. So I pray for everyone that will hear and the people that they have in their hearts as we come, friends and family and loved ones, and that you would reveal Jesus to all that we bring in here, that you would touch those who need healing. And I pray for Thea that you give her strength, and I pray for Thea's mother-in-law. You know what her condition is, Lord, in all ways. And I ask you, when she sleeps, that you speak. When she sleeps, you give her revelation. And that you teach her, Lord, life. And I ask that you do it. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. And I ask it for his glory. It's so wonderful, Lord. It's so wonderful to just take a break like you, Lord Jesus, often would slip away to pray. Thank you that we can slip away, that nobody can keep us from it. Nothing out here can keep us from turning and focusing on you. Nothing. Help us to learn it. Help us to know it. Help us to practice it. And I ask you to bless everybody here with the joy of the day and with a wonderful night's sleep and expectations of what you're going to do and say and reveal to us tomorrow as our day begins tonight. And amazing that in your schedule, the day begins at night, so we get a full night of rest. First half of our day is rest, that we can wake up and finish the day with the activity. How much we've missed when we view the day beginning with the sun up instead of the day beginning with the sunset. What a picture it is of rest in you. And so I ask it for everybody that's here. I pray that you would touch every physical place that needs to be touched, because you know who's here and you know what the touch is that's needed. And so thank you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this family. And I ask you, Lord, to enjoy us and bring us to the place that we enjoy you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I can keep doing that a long time. Everybody have a wonderful night or day. Bye-bye.